you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, with everyone practicing social distancing, life can get pretty lonely. That's why we're giving away a 30-day free trial to Gas Digital Network's premium service. Gas Digital features some of the most cutting-edge and hilarious podcasts on the planet, with 22 shows and over 8,000 hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else. Subscribers get early access, new episodes that are both uncensored and ad-free, plus you get every single episode we've ever done on demand in HD. Sign up now and get 30 days of Gas Digital's premium service for free with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Once again, that's promo code TOPICS30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
What's up, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Kong, and here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody? What's up, Kimmy? I miss you.
I miss you.
Thank you so much.
I miss you. You know, I'm just thinking about the way it would feel to hug you right now.
Right? I was thinking about our sleepover that we had a few weeks ago and how I didn't realize it was going to be like our last time hanging out in months.
Wow.
Sad.
Wow.
Isn't that fucked up?
First of all, that sleepover seemed like it happened so long ago.
Right? It's only like three weeks ago, maybe.
I don't know what time is anymore. Time's not real to me.
Mm-mm.
It never was, but now I really know that it's not. Every damn day, I'm like, it's a day.
And it's then when it's dark, day.
Night. Those are the two times I know are day and night now.
I get that. I'm constantly thinking it's tomorrow. I've thought it was tomorrow for like a week and a quarter now, just every single day. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I guess that's fine. It's like I have more time than I think I have to get the things I need to do done. But
exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what time is anymore. I drove today for the first time in weeks.
How was that?
It was fine. I drove to the city just for a ride out. And it was barren.
AKA drugs.
Yeah, okay, Kim, you got me. Well, the one time I don't say it, like, I had to meet somebody, okay?
I doubt you were just going for a ride out to the city.
I don't know how long I'm going to be in the house for, okay? I needed to set myself up with what I need.
Let me tell you, I have very few mushroom caplets. I have maybe 5 left. And the way that I've been, like, every day, this is my logic every day when I, like, want to take them. I grab them and I'm like, I should take these because every day is boring and every day is the same now. And that's my first thought. My second thought is, but it's a beautiful day out. Don't you want to save these? There's only 4 of them for when maybe there's a rainy day and there's nothing to do. And then there was a rainy day and I was like, what a good day for a movie. Maybe you should save this for one of those other days that are like every other day. So I'm having this fucked up thing where I'm trying to save my drugs because I don't have that many.
Right. The perfect time to take them is never going to come because there's always going to be a maybe more perfect time in the future.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, that's why I got myself like a whole bunch. I don't even hear the I know you just messaged me whether the shower is too loud, but I don't hear a shower. What's going on at your place, okay. Kim?
Can I just tell you? All right, I'm going to admit it. We didn't do quarantine right.
She finally admits it.
I think we've been fucking it up. Today, my mom, this morning, she was like, you know, okay, because they put out like an announcement. They were like, we were watching the news last night, and this morning it said Florida beaches reopen tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's Florida.
That's too soon.
It's too soon. But what they did was they didn't open the beach to the public. They opened it so it's not like illegal to people that have houses on the beach to be in their backyard, technically. So
okay.
Me and my mom went for a ride and we were like, let's just go ride by the beach. And then we were driving and we happened to notice a really like cute, very Florida style, like little hotel, like on the beach. We just went in and asked how much for 6 nights and then maybe booked it.
So you're vacationing next to your home just to go to the beach, basically.
Yeah. But like, it's a private beach. There's only like 6 other people staying here who live here, I guess. It's very weird. It's like, have you ever seen the Florida Project?
No.
It looks like an old school classic. Like, it's neon pink. Like, it looks like if they made like an old motel room, like a neon pink, cute Florida style beach thing.
So you're just on vacation in a little beach house right now as we speak.
There is so much sand on my feet right now.
Kim, that's all quarantine. Like, I'm happy for you. Like, that's amazing.
Right.
But you don't know who, like, did you guys, like, clean the shit out of the place when you got in there?
Yeah, we disinfected everything. We disinfected all of our stuff. We went to the store just, and we waited until, like, today. We had to go to the grocery store anyways. So today was our grocery store day anyway, so we just went and bought groceries and brought them here instead, and now we're just on the beach. I'm like, we could be like, it's not technically quarantine, but...
But you're with the same group of people that you were at your house, right?
Same group of people. Yeah.
And you haven't really interacted with too many other people except maybe the hotel like clerk who's just maybe gonna die now, but it's fine.
It's also when I think of that, I'm like, that hotel clerk is just the same thing as the fucking cashier at Publix.
That's true. She's sitting there waiting for the next person to come in, regardless of who they are.
Yes. It's the same shit.
Right. Okay, I don't know. I ordered dinner for like takeout last week,
mm-hmm.
and just going to the restaurants to pick up the food made me fucking like feel gross and sick and dirty.
Oh yeah, disgusting. Go anywhere, but
being in public is disgusting. People are disgusting. I don't think I'll ever be over it. This is going to change me forever.
Oh, this is changing me forever. I was already a little bit like weird with germs and gross shit. And this really just verified that for me.
Not only that, but I'm nervous about like I've always been kind of a homebody. Like, you'll catch me at home on the weekends, generally on a Friday night, Saturday night, just feeling myself, being comfy as fuck. Like, I'm starting to get a little nervous that when we're all ready to leave the house again, like, I might not be ready.
I totally understand that feeling.
I don't know.
I feel like the first night that they're like, quarantine's over, everyone can go out now, people are like, Kim, let's all meet out here, and I'm gonna be like, I don't know, I'm like really tired. Like, I feel like that's gonna be my excuse.
I don't know, I just need some like me time tonight, you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I want to believe that not everything is changing, but I also just feel like horrified of going back to reality already.
Yeah. I am. What else? Yeah. So I escaped to the ocean.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's really nice. We have, I mean, I hate to brag, but that's a little sand.
Shit. Did you just fucking sprinkle me?
I sprinkled you. It says, wow. I don't know. It's nice. It's like not everyone gets to live like this. So
no, I guess not. You're just like swimming with the fucking fishes.
With the dolphins. We got a paddle board. We got a surfboard. We got a boogie board. We bought floaties. The pool in this hotel room, no one's in it. There's no one here. There's maybe like 6 other people in this whole place that are staying here. They're all spread out. No one's like talking to each other. The people, when we signed in, they're like, oh yeah, everybody that's here has been here since January. So they might give you dirty looks. And we're like, we don't care.
Oh, so hold on. There's a group of people who are staying there. I like this. I like this storyline. Like, people who have been there since January. So, you know, they have the money to be hanging out at like a beach house for months at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they hear about this virus and they're like, it's all right, we're safe here at this beach house. And then in come you and your loud ass family. It's like, I love your family so much, but I just feel like if I was staying there, I would definitely stay away from you.
You know what I was thinking? Because like, when we were bringing all our shit in, like, we don't have like shit, like, we don't have like a bag that's like beach bag. We just have like a bunch of like old, like reusable bags that we just shoved things in. Like it looked messy when we were coming. You know what I mean? It looked like we were moving from like one hoarder's house to like, if I was them, I'd be like, look at these fucking dirty spics that are coming in here.
Disgusting people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, live your life, girl. How long are you there for?
6 nights.
And you just got there?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for me too. And I'm honestly sick of this shit.
I've genuinely just been going between my bed and this room every day. But it's fine.
You have a yard though. You have a nice yard.
Yeah. I need to make use of it more. I haven't
done
it.
You should go garden.
Yeah, but then I have to go to the garden store, which my mom did not manage to close down because there's like a law that protects those stores, like an agricultural law of some kind. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like really nervous about going out in public, but
I wish you could see the chaotic energy that happens around me while I'm filming this podcast. My mom does not give a fuck.
I could hear it.
I know you can hear it. I asked her so nicely if she could just give me. I was like, well, just do 15 minutes if you could just give me that. And she has showered an old man here. She's undressed him. He's snuck it out. Now she's undoing the bed. I don't know why she would even touch the bed right now. What's the point?
Even consider doing anything to the bed
here?
Okay, quarantining with your parents is a vibe. I don't know how many of our listeners are quarantining with their parents, but like you guys know,
it's a fucking nightmare.
I talk about my parents all the time on this show and how much I fucking love them, but like they're getting to me at this point. They just have like an energy where I'm like, no.
Oh man,
no.
All my mom wants to do is make TikToks, but like,
okay, Tanner,
I don't know how to describe them. They're not good.
Tanner, send me one of your mom's TikToks. I woke up to one of your mom's TikToks one morning.
Tanner sent you one of my mom's TikToks?
You did, yeah.
Tanner, which one? Definitely
followed your mom. It was the one, you know, the music that was, it's like definitely some kind of like maybe Korean or Japanese music that's like dun da 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 barrel, bum ba da da barrel. And then people like,
what was she doing?
It's like a trend where people like make a different face every time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She was going,
yeah. It was one of those.
Yes.
But honestly, the confidence, I love her confidence because it's like I've been scrolling TikTok for weeks now and I haven't posted a damn thing and she's out there posting away. I like that.
She is annoying. She keeps going, can you teach me how to do that dance? Almost. And then she goes like this. She tries to sing it. She goes, I'm a slasher. Slasher, bougie, basher. Basher, slasher, washer. And she just says things that rhyme with slasher, which is annoying because the song says savage.
You should let her, you should record her doing that and post it to your TikTok because that sounds really good.
I'm a slasher. Slasher, sushi. You know what? I cannot believe that it has been a week since our last podcast. Has it been a week or did we do that again?
No. It's been a full week this time.
That's insane.
Yeah, it feels like we podcasted 3 hours ago.
Just 1 week ago. I was so horny.
Literally nothing new whatsoever. I'm still horny. And here we are. I actually do have something new, but I forgot to send it to Bobby.
Mom, can you close that door?
Drake-related things, though. Drake fucking... did a tour of his house with Architecture Magazine and there's photos of inside his actual home in Toronto that I thought you and I should go over together because he's a baby. Okay. Bobby, I've just emailed you with pictures.
I want to be in Drake's house. If you don't put me in Drake's house right now, damn it.
Yeah. Which leads me, I think after this to discuss like, I think we should discuss the ideal quarantine, ideal quarantine partners. I think we should hurt some feelings, you know, like name specific people who should be there and shouldn't be in your ideal quarantine.
Oh, in your ideal quarantine. How many do you get a maxim in?
I think the absolute max has to be, let's say you started this out with 10 people who you haven't left their side. So it could be, remember like a few weeks ago, they were like, we're urging groups
10?
10 or less, basically. So let's say...
Bitch, remember a month ago when they said 500 or less?
Yeah.
And you were what?
Let's go with 6 to 10, whatever your ideal number within that range is.
6. The less the better. I can't be quarantined with a hell of people.
But Bobby, I also want to see Drake's mansion so badly.
Oh,
oh my God. Okay. Is this just like a dwelling room?
Can you see anything?
Yeah, can you?
Oh my God. The first thing I do is look at Bobby's tabs to see what he's been looking at. So
okay.
I don't know why I'm so crazy. It just happens naturally.
Look at this room. I don't even know what that is.
All I see, what? That's his house? I thought that was a hotel to get into his house.
No. That's like one of the rooms in his house. They're all photos.
Wait, Drake's fuck someone there?
I don't know. There's his bedroom's in here, Kim. Like what?
Can we see the bedroom?
What do you even consider that first room? I don't even know. Okay, that's like the entryway. I like it. Good space to drop your shit and let a slave pick it up for you.
All the way I would spit at a slave in that entryway. Oh, my baby at a piano, just casually.
It's probably like a $2.5 billion piano. I mean, look at the inside of the piano.
The inside of the piano looks like better than anything I've ever owned.
I mean, literally, I would live in that piano.
I would literally pay rent for the piano. I would pay rent space to live in that piano.
He's got what looks
Is it skulls?
Yeah. Okay. He has what looks like golden scaffolding on the inside of this, like, what I assume is a living room / like piano room.
Like, look at the background. Look at when you start seeing the background, like what's on the left behind the couch. Like, what is that? Is that a kitchen?
I don't know. It's all marble, though.
It's so nice. How he have so many things. I couldn't afford that damn chandelier.
Can we see more?
Give me more of his house and give it to me now.
What? Oh, that's inside of the piano. Wow. Okay. That's
gorgeous. Beautiful.
Oh, that's where it happens.
That's it. No.
Where the magic
that
happens.
Made me feel a certain way. I don't know why.
Right? You feel like you've seen it in a dream. Like you've seen it like in another life somehow. Like I've been there.
Yes, I've slept there. I think I've slept there.
Like I've like woken up there. And like,
looking at this picture, his is the left side.
Yes, it's got his energy right there. That's definitely where he sleeps.
Yeah, it looks a little more dented in. The right side looks new. Like the right side looks like it's only used for 2 to 3 hours at a time. It doesn't get slept in.
Yeah, why are you so right? How did you perceive that?
The right side looks like it's only used for 2 to 3 hours, then you get an Uber.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens there.
It's literally higher than the left side. The way that my eyes can see how many girls Drake has fucked. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm here to do the work.
It's like that bedroom has just seen all of the fun, I feel.
And that little hummingbirds, how cute is he to have hummingbirds?
Hummingbirds on his bedspread, I know.
That's really cute. I would be really, I mean, that's a really attractive guy thing to have hummingbirds on your, what is that?
That's a swimming pool, Kim.
That's not a pool.
It's a pool. It's Drake's pool. It's just Drake's pool.
Oh, just Drake's pool? Oh, what is that?
Right? And like, I was reading
cocktail lounge. That's where him and I go to talk whenever we're like kind of mad at each other, but we don't want to yell.
Yeah, you could like change the ambiance of the lighting in that room, like to whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is just like a casual like lounge bar.
No, that's where we go to talk when we don't want to fight. That's where I go to. I pour him a whiskey with one of those square cubed ices.
Yeah, you know what he likes. I know what he likes.
Yeah, I turn the air off. You can turn it back on unless it's too loud, and then you have to turn it back off again.
Look, the ceiling is stars.
Yeah, because he's a star and he's an angel and he's a baby. Look, and that wall panel is my vagina imprint.
wall panel.
That was me. That was me. I got there and I just pressed myself up against it 800 times.
With different ink on you in different positions.
I re-inked, I spread, I squeezed, I tied it, I loosened.
Oh my God, it does look like just boobs and pussies somehow. Every inch of this girl is sexual.
That's every girl he's ever fucked in the last week. What else we got? Oh my God.
I mean, no, the big way deal. Just the stairs.
The way that, what? It keeps going?
I mean, it's not even really.
I can see our daughter coming down for her prom. Our daughter, and then you know what? And before her half brother Adonis runs down. And then she runs down and she's like, is my date here? And then she's like, Daddy, I'm nervous. And he's like, you're beautiful, just like your mother, Kimberly.
Oh, that's a good story, Kim.
And then Drake goes, have I ever showed you a pussy wall painting your mother made me when we first met? She put a pussy on there 800 times.
Kim, the story is so attractive. I'd be a servant in the situation and be happy with it, honestly.
Can you hear the AC? Is it a problem? My mom got too hot.
Your mom is a treasure, Kim. Was that all of the photos of Drake's house?
Can I tell you, my mom's just staring at me.
Oh, that's his home gym. That's his basketball.
That's school. His gym.
Yeah, why not? I mean, do it up. What?
I could hear his squeeze.
I could so see myself being found overdosed dead on that bathroom floor. You have no idea.
I would kill myself just to die in that bathtub.
I would love to die in that bathroom, man. Look at that place.
My mom's really upset about my commentary. I swear to God, I would fuck 500 truck drivers to get a glimpse of that bathroom for just 2 seconds.
I like this. Wait, just say more things that
it's even funnier because it. I'm sorry, I don't need. Did you guys hear what I said?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Did you hear what I said about the truck drivers?
I did. It seems like you're purposefully trying to taunt your sweet mother.
It was really terrible because I said it and she looked at me and then I waited for you guys to laugh and then nobody laughed because the service cut. So I just looked like I bombed on a whore joke.
No, I really liked it. I was going to ask you to go harder.
It was fucking horrible. It was horrible.
It was horrible.
So yeah, I'm at the beach. Look.
I mean, good for you. Claps.
You're so annoyed I'm at the beach.
I mean, I just want to be at Drake's house at this point. That's
sprinkle for you, bitch.
Imagine all these rich people in their giant fucking like fortresses during quarantine. Like, that's what I need. That's what mama needs.
A rich quarantine? That sounds glorious.
Right? I want to just be like quarantining on marble, you know?
Quarantining on where?
On like marble, like on a marble floor.
Oh, I want to be quarantined in Drake's tub. I would stay in that tub for the whole quarantine.
I'm going to vote Drake.
And every time he came home, I'd come out like this in hopes that he'd let me out.
I think Drake's mansion is the prime spot for quarantine. Like, it's my number one choice of a spot.
It's what?
It's my number one choice of a spot for a quarantine, is specifically that mansion.
Absolutely.
Yes, rich quarantine. I think, like, the golden.
Ah, yes, the riches.
Ah, yes, the rich.
But it's like to be the rich. Speaking of rich, did you see the Kardashians fighting?
Wait, I mean, is it the one that's all over TikTok constantly?
Oh, probably, yeah. And you know what? Honestly, you're not going to be able to relate to it because you don't have sisters.
I don't.
It is the most relatable sister fight. It is such a realistic sister fight. I showed it to my mom and she's like, yep.
I mean, I like that the rich have the same problems as us.
Do they?
I don't know.
Do they really?
No, but it's like, if you have that much money, why do you have to be slapping your sister, you know?
That's true. Yeah. But I guess you got nothing else to do. You might as well slap your sis.
Might as well. All right, guys, let's take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Hemp Daddies Therapeutics. Hemp Daddies is produced on a family-owned and operated farm through a vertically integrated process. Made with Colorado-grown hemp, everything is controlled from seed to bottle. Kim, I must tell you that, although it might not seem like I'm, like, doing my tip-top best on this episode,
yeah,
like, you should see how awful things would be going if I did not have a bottle of Hemp Daddies here.
Oh, no, I've seen the difference with you before and after a bottle of Hemp Daddies.
Yes, I have been taking, like, a good, like I'd say one full dropper's worth right on the tongue, fucking lay myself down, close my eyes for a few minutes, and open them again feeling, like, much more centered and together and ready to move on with my life in quarantine.
That's true, Alex. And Hemp Daddy's organic water-soluble CBD goes great in your morning coffee, smoothie, or in your water during a workout. And their tincture oils are available in a variety of strengths. CBD is great for issues like relieving symptoms related to pain, anxiety, depression, PTSD. It's also great for reducing exercise-induced inflammation, making it a must for active individuals.
Hemp Daddies is so confident that you're going to fall in love with their product that they offer a 45-day money-back guarantee. That is 15 days longer than most money-back guarantees, if I may say so myself.
The confidence.
Yeah, you won't need to jump through hoops. They have a top-notch customer service team that will allow you to return it right away if you don't like it, but I'm pretty sure that you will. Just head over to hempdaddies.com/gas. That's hempdaddys.com/gas for 20% off your first order. That's daddies with an S. So picture it like a gay couple, like you have two daddies.
Daddies, D-A-D-D-Y-S.
Hempdaddies.com/gas for 20% off your order. Let's get back to the show.
You know what's been really hard during quarantine?
What?
Self-care.
Oh, yeah. No, it's dramatically bad.
It's just been hard to, like, care about my skin or my face or my nails or my toes or my shaving my legs. My legs, the way that they looked on the beach today, were fucking – the wind was blowing and I kept, like – wiping my legs because I kept thinking that a bug was crawling up them because the wind would blow and then the little hairs would like wiggle.
They would like blow like grass.
And I kept thinking it was grass blowing in the wind, long grass like that on my leg. So I kept thinking it was a spider and trying to wipe that shit off.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great over here either. Sometimes, like, I, like, rub my leg up and down, which is just to, like, feel it, which is definitely, it's only drawing attention to it. Do you know what I mean? But it kind of feels good on your finger if you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Let's not even get into my vagina here. If I put a Velcro pad on the ceiling, I can fucking hang from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. My eyebrows are bad. I keep trying to fill it. Like, they, like, grew in so much that now there's just like very obviously empty spots that are very difficult to manage. It's a lot.
My mustache is terrible. My eyebrows are bad. There's hair in places I didn't know there was hair.
Isn't it like kind of fun though to just be like a little monster?
It is, but then some days, like, there was a day the other day where I, like, got out of the shower and I blue dried my hair and then I did, like, a little, I was like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, makeup.
Like, you forget.
Yeah.
I'm in the state of ugly so often. I didn't even do my makeup or anything for this podcast, you could tell.
I've been doing makeup for the podcast just to make myself feel like this morning we had a Zoom meeting that wasn't a podcast. It was just like a production meeting. Uh-huh. And I looked rough for it. Like I caught my picture in the Zoom thing and I was like, okay, good choice to put makeup on for every podcast. It's absolutely necessary.
So good. Yeah. You know, I'm not even sure what I'm funny. It was funny because I did Comedy Fight Club two nights ago on FaceTime. We did a Comedy Fight Club, like a roast on FaceTime, and I tried to say a joke and it bombed. And I don't know if you've ever bombed on a Zoom, but it is fucking terrible to say a joke and no one laughs, and then you just have to stare into a dead camera.
Oh no. And individually look at each person who's not laughing.
Yeah. And be like, can you guys just chuckle, please? It's hard for everyone now.
Yeah, I get that. But also, like, I don't know, all of the shows are doing like Zoom or whatever, which is fine. I think it's great. I'm glad that we could do it, but it's really funny that like the late night shows are doing Zoom. Like, it's funny to see the fact that our show and Jimmy Fallon have the exact same format right now.
It's really, yeah. You know what? Good. Like, I feel like that's good. That'll humble them a little bit.
Right. The other day, I was
watching. Hot Topics and Jimmy Fallon have the same production right now.
Literally the same way your mom is bothering you. Jimmy Fallon's daughter was bothering him while she lost a tooth and came over to him while he was interviewing Ciara.
Is that true?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, hilarious.
Like, every broadcast is, like, falling apart. It's wild.
We're hanging by a thread. Sister, I can barely see you throughout this whole podcast. It looks like you're fucking in a war in Iran. Every time I look over, I feel like I need to send you a care package.
Kim, it's not my fault that you went to a very desolate beach house in the middle of nowhere.
I'm living it.
Good. Who are your ideal? I want to know who your ideal few people to be quarantined.
Anybody in the world?
Anyone in the world. Like, it could be anyone in the world. But it's this kind of quarantine. It's not like high stakes. It's like you have to chill with these people for 6 weeks.
Okay, absolutely 100% Drake.
Okay. And also because we're at his house in this ideal world. We're obviously. I said Drake is definitely there because we're at his house. In this quarantine, like,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. No, yeah, if Drake lived in fucking this hotel I'm staying in, I'd never bat an eye at him. Drake got a friend?
Kim, you're so horny right now, it's wild. You want to hear what my answers were gonna be?
Yes,
my answers were gonna be you, Becky. Shannon, like a girls team of like fun girls that we like. And then of course Drake.
Uh-huh.
And probably like, I guess we could take Becky's husband for Becky, right? And then
right, we can't get Becky all horny around Drake. She's gonna take him from us.
No. And then we need two of Drake's friends because obviously like Shannon needs one of them, and then me and you are like fucking fighting it out for the other one, I guess.
I already told you, bitch, the way I would beat your ass for Drake.
And now we have three more people, so we could pick our literal favorite three people from our lives and then shun everybody else.
I can't believe I forgot you on my six. Sorry. I was just thinking of Drake, and then I was like, maybe he got a friend too. And then I lost all track, honestly.
It's okay. It's like fine, but like... It's just an exercise, I guess. Like,
oh, fuck. Well,
I'm gonna say. Rough out here. Like, I feel like Bobby Hutch could hang. Like, Bobby could go. Like, Bobby Hutch could hang in a quarantine.
Who?
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah, because we could still put out some podcasts, and Bobby is hella cool to party with.
Hella cool to party with. Continue podcasting. Like, I feel like he'd be, like, great at, like, taking pictures of us with Drake. You know? Like, making
Bobby, Bobby could film a porno with Drake.
Okay, so, Bobby, you're in.
Bobby, we found your purpose.
Frank, it's like, I love Frank, but I'm just trying to see where
what part he will be filming.
Like, what is Frank going to do for us? Like,
truly, what's the angle? Frank, what can you do for us and Drake? Pitch what you could do for us and Drake, and then we'll get you out on the beach with us. If you can film porno, he said, leave me out. Drake doesn't have lady friends.
Oh,
unless it's you want, we can bring Rihanna, I guess.
Yeah, like let's bring Rihanna. Like we could take 6 weeks to see if Rihanna and us would make a true real life friendship with each other.
I know that quarantine's been really lonely because we've done the last three podcasts. We've fantasized. of who we'd take somewhere or do something with. It's really sad. We're just imagining. Could you imagine if you could hang out with a group of people? Which six people would you get? Did you ever think that would be a conversation or a podcast? If you could hang out with six humans in real life, that is the new, like, if you could have dinner with any dead president, that is like the new that situation.
If you could meet any fictional character from a book.
If you could meet any human that's alive, living, and real right now from your current life, who would it be? It's like, whoa, that is thrilling. Hold on. So, I don't know. I really like my deli guy.
Yeah, shit. I don't know.
I forgot my comedy.
Like, what do you mean you forgot your comedy?
If someone had me go on stage right now, I wouldn't know what to say, is what I mean. I literally...
Not only did you not write something new, you forgot your whole set that you had before.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what I joke I have.
You need to write. You need to write something.
I can't. I tried.
Just write something that has nothing to do with the quarantine. It's no big deal.
Nobody expect material out of me for the next 12 to 16 months. I don't know what to tell you. Something is wrong with me.
I thought you were going to say years. I was like, that's too long. I don't know if you could hold on that long with whatever you've got.
I'm sick.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You've just lost it.
I got no creative juices. I've got no juices aflowing currently.
I mean, I feel like your horny juices are flowing. Oh, I forgot your mom's in the room.
What'd you say, Mom?
You do have juice.
What?
I heard her. I'll repeat it. She said, and I quote, you do have juice.
And then she said, and you got to let it go.
Not wrong.
I know.
Was she suggesting that you masturbate in the hotel room next to her? What's happening?
What?
I said, is she suggesting that you masturbate in the hotel room next
to her? too far.
Crazy.
It was so funny when we got here. There's like a condo next door, and there was like a middle-aged, fat, balding, hairy chested, just gross dude out front. And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And my mom was like, yeah, he's not bad. I was like, not bad for quarantine, right?
No, oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, what used to be like a 5 is now like a solid 7.5, I feel.
It used to be a 5 is a now solid 70. I swear to God. You know that thing from the Goonies?
No.
That thing from the Goonies?
No, I've literally never seen the Goonies. I know it's not a popular statement.
Yeah, I mean, just at least know what the thing is so people can talk about it with you.
Okay, sorry, I fucking ruined your fucking flow.
You ruined my joke. Now I'm back to reading this book.
Oh, no.
There it is. Oh. Alex.
Oh, no.
I would fuck that thing.
Would you?
He's a 10.
Kim, even in quarantine times, he's like a 6.
Okay, in quarantine times, look at him in the Superman shirt. Look at his chest, look at his arms. Like, ignore the face for a minute.
Hold on, you want me to, like, look at his arm? Like, his arms are, like, just look.
They're what?
The idea of just judging him by his arms is hilarious.
I mean, ignore his eyes, nose, mouth, ears, hair, head shape, body type, mental capacity, and look at his arm.
If you literally put your hand up above his, like on his face, he's a straight up 9.5. Yeah. Like if you cover his face.
Mm-hmm. The people on Reddit say the exact same thing about me. So whatever. Maybe I have quarantine face.
Oh, no. Well, quarantine face when you get out of here is going to be amazing. That's what you want to. Yeah,
that's true. Are you going to be really annoyed at the people that get out of here and look better than the one in?
Yes, because I originally really planned to be one of those people and like look at me 4 weeks later now or however much time it's been.
I know. And every time 2 weeks goes by, I'm like, oh man, I could have started 2 weeks ago and really been somewhere by now.
Yeah. But 2 weeks like goes by in a flash when you're lying around, you know?
Isn't time moving in a strange way? Yeah. I wouldn't say it's slow and I wouldn't say it's fast. And I also don't know if I already said this last week or if I've dreamt it.
No, you said it. You might have also dreamt it. You definitely said it, but it's 100% true.
Like me and my mom got high the other day and we were like, is someone fucking with the time?
It's possible. I like to make up my own conspiracy theories. Someone's fucking with the time.
Someone's fucking with the time and someone gave us COVID-19 and I think it was the babies who have been vaccinated. Twas them. I don't know.
Look at your little beach pants. I'm jealous of your damn beach pants.
I'm gonna surf tomorrow.
You know how to surf?
Yeah.
You can stand up and everything?
Mm-hmm. I'll get a video for you.
Yes, get a video. I was gonna try to do some like handstands and cartwheels in the backyard and see like if I could manage to to tumble and stuff like that. I might hurt
myself. That's really fun.
I might hurt myself and end up at a hospital, which is the last place you want to be, but I'm going to like try to do it safely.
Also, there's just something so funny about how like, this is not just for you, this is for me too. Like how, if you're with your parents during this quarantine, how childish you can look. Like the other day, my mom came in the backyard and I was just sitting like a kid like this, painting on the concrete, just a crab. Like such a little kid. Like your parents are going to come out and you're going to be doing cartwheels in your yard. Like yeah, you're full grown adults.
Practicing my handstands, mom. Yes.
So you could be married.
I should have children by now.
Oh, it's so shameful. Not you.
I love it, though.
Not
you. I'm doing it. I'm doing all of it.
No, I'm doing it.
I've been known to sit on the floor and set up a tiny easel for myself and have my mom walk into me painting something on an easel, but also sitting on the floor.
You're fucking absolutely insane if you think I haven't already ordered that tiny easel off Amazon already and it's not sitting on my back porch. It's like this big. It's a tabletop easel and I am an artist.
Good. That's good. Yeah, I've been working on my art. It's not great. It's coming along though.
Yeah. We bought a bow and arrow set.
How's that going? You told me about that.
Oh, did I?
You told me you were ordering it. You didn't. I don't think it came yet.
We brought it to the beach.
People who are trying to avoid you at this place have to like also be like staying out of the way.
So annoying. Oh, every time we went in the car we pulled out something more annoying. The last thing was a bow and arrow. Like we couldn't have brought any more things too. Like there were so many things.
You have the baby with you?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was gonna say the baby, like when you have a baby with you, it's like that's like 100 things and it's on its own, like just to pull out of the car.
No, the baby's okay. Not here, thank God.
Saturday.
Oh God, he's coming Saturday.
Oh, okay, that's great. So it's gonna be a lot. You've taken
it's never not a lot. You know, I was safer in New York, honestly.
I tried telling you that, but that's okay.
Not good. That's what you got.
Mom, shut up.
Oh, what is she saying, though? You got
it. Don't complain. You got it good. That's what you got. You got it good.
It's true. It's very true. There's like a lot of families who can't afford to eat right now. It's like, I'm fucking...
Oh, fuck that. I'm just kidding.
I'm stuffing so much cheese in my mouth, you guys. Like, I'm made of cheese now.
I've never been more full in my life, not to brag.
Never eaten more. Never eaten more ever. I hate to be braggadocious.
I know everyone's literally starving to death, but I've never been so fucking full.
Honestly, like, it's like right after dinner, we're talking about what to make for dessert. Like, every night. It's crazy.
Every time I make dinner, we do that too, but every time I make dinner, we eat it. The last bite goes in my mouth and I go, what are we making tomorrow?
My dad's been doing that, but it's driving me crazy because by the time I have that last bite, I feel like I'm going to actually vomit. I've eaten so much food that I'm like, don't talk to me about tomorrow. I'll come down in an hour and we'll talk about it.
Right.
So I'm sorry to everybody who's starving, but like, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side, I guess.
Right. At least you're skinny, bitch. I'm going to come out here a fat cow and no man's ever going to look at me again. Sick of the shit.
Yeah, I've been like snacking. Like I don't even have meals anymore. I literally have one meal a day, which is dinner. And I have like 8 or 9 snack sessions and then dinner. That's it.
That's how you do it.
I guess so. You mean I could have always been doing this?
That's how you do it. I mean, I had to stop. Every night me and my sister were baking something. A pie, a cookie, a candy, a cake, a dessert, a pastry, a fucking blueberry cobbler. Everything.
That sounds fun. That's great.
Tell it in my ass jiggling. Speaking of my ass jiggling, Alex, the thirst trap I put on Instagram a few minutes ago was...
I haven't seen her yet. I'm going to look at her right now.
It's on my story. Check my story. Check the video.
I'm going to look at the booty in the video.
Play the audio for the viewers.
Can you get out? I've been in quarantine too long and I need to send this video.
It is literally just you and your little cheeky butt next to your mom in the mirror.
And I kicked that bitch out of my shot.
Sorry. Oh, that's great. You look great. You don't look like you've been overeating, sister.
That's a good angle. I'm trying to fish them in while I can.
I need to learn my angles.
Me too. Honestly, I need to spend a little bit of time in quarantine, like learning my face angles.
Your face angles. Okay. I definitely need to learn, like, every body angle. Like, if my body's going to be in the shot, I need a angle for it.
Right.
You know, because otherwise I'm just square. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Sometimes I think an angle is cute and it's literally so opposite of whatever I feel. Like, my whole thing is when I go to pose for a picture, I think because I'm self-conscious, I always, like, curl into, like, a ball. Like, I'll make my legs really short and, like, bring everything close. And everything looks better when you're, like...
elongated and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The funniest thing to me is picturing myself in what... It's, like, 9 o'clock right now. So, a picture in, like, 4 or 5 hours, I'm literally going to be in front of my full-length mirror in my room practicing poses for nobody.
A queen.
That's what quarantine has come to.
A queen.
A quarantine queen. And from midnight to 1 a.m., I'll be practicing my poses.
And then tomorrow you practice your handstands. We're all doing our best right now.
I want to know what people are doing. Can you guys tweet at us the most childlike thing you've done during quarantine?
Just tweet us anything you're doing.
Can you just tweet me, like, literally start a conversation?
If you tweet at me and you hit the space bar and then you tweet that at me, that'll be fun.
It's just a blank tweet.
Send me a blank tweet if you're hearing this. I feel like fucking Will Smith and I Am Legend. Is anybody out there? Meet me tomorrow at noon at the pier.
Dude, I drove today through the Midtown Tunnel without ever hitting the brakes once.
Wow, that's huge.
It was like, I checked it off. Like, I was like, okay, I've thought about this every single time I've been in the tunnel, and I never thought it would ever happen, and it happened. Wow,
that's crazy.
Not only not hitting the brakes, but there was, like, nobody in front of me. Like, I could have continued to accelerate if I wanted. It was just crazy.
Well, you get, say thank you to Corona.
Thank you, Rona. Thank you, Miss Roni.
You finally got everything you've ever wanted. All right. Well, I think we should end it here. My mom's getting a little restless over there.
All right.
She wants her Wi-Fi back.
All right. I'm gonna do like a bunch of handstands, and like I'm gonna try to do a new activity every single day this week so that I could report back to you next week on our podcast and have like just like a crazy life experience to talk about.
Let's draw portraits of each other.
Kim? Let's do it.
Okay. This week, let's draw a portrait of each other, and then next week, we'll examine them and talk about our portraits.
But we have to try our very best.
Our very best.
Okay. All right. We're doing it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Broad Topics. You can find me on Twitter at Kim Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on TikTok at Kim Congdon. I have no shows. I have nothing to push except for watch our show and subscribe and rate and review and give us all the good loves.
Hi. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, and I am Alex Scar. And head over to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TOPIX30, TOPIX30, for a 30-day free trial with access to every single show on demand whenever you want, bonus shows, the live chat, whole bunch of extra perks. So go do that for sure. And stay safe. Mm-hmm. And yay.
Bye.
Bye.